Beishamay and Beisul, as far as the Matan Dalit, as far as the Matonus and the Mizbeach, Matona Achas Kippur. So the Gemara brought down here, we'll be through the Mishnah quickly. Mishnah says like this. If you did one matona, you mechaper, even those that require matan dalet, you're still mechaper. Ubechatas, by chatas, according to Beis Shammai, it has to be shtei matonis. You need to have at least shtei matonis, the Beis Hillel. Chatas also, af chatas, shenos the matan achas kippur. We'll see why. Ufikoch. If you did the first zrika properly, kippur, meaning it's too late for it to become possible, because you already did one zrika which qualifies the korban. So ordinarily, if you have another kavana besides the pigul, it undermines the pigul. Here it doesn't, because the carbon is over, basically. And therefore, pigul v'chayavanol, of course. So as we said last week, this whole ratio seems to be a mishnah d'loy tzricha, because once the Tana tells us that matan achas kippur, so we understand that the party's over. Once the first zrika happens, it's over. Nothing else can make it kosher or possible. Right? Matana achas kippur, so it's over. L'chayra, the rest of the zrika should be no different than shficha shirayim. Or haktaras emurim. Meaning there are a lot of things that there's a mitzvah to do with the korban. But in as much that it's not ma'ak of the kapora, it doesn't play a role. Not in pigul and not in the hechsher of the korban. So once the reish of the mishnah paskins, Sai Be Shammai, Sai Be Sil, the only machloikis is L'gabi Chatas. The Matana Achas Kippur. So it's understandable that that's the end of the game. Period. But yet, the Mishnah seems to be saying, and we'll see, I'm going to show you a Beferish Asugi. It's not just the Mashmois of our Mishnah, I'll show you a Beferish Asugi. That's Muchach. That there's some kind of big Chiddush in this Mishnah. It seems to be, all the Mishnah should really say, it should end right over there, right at the beginning. Period. That should be the end of the Mishnah. And then we could use the knowledge that we already have about Zvachim, which is that anything which is not ma'ak of the korban doesn't play a role in pigul or paslos. Just like if somebody's mefagel the korban b'shaz shvicha shirayim, when he's pouring down the rest of the blood down the yesoid, doesn't affect the korban, right? It's the same thing over here. It's a little bit marafis in here. Why the Mishnah has to tell you this chiddush? And I'll show you. I'll show you in a moment that it's not stam a Mishnah d'loy tzricha. It's a Mishnah d'tzricha. Says the Mishnah, Kol Adom Nitonos Bechapnimi Shechisachas Mikol Matonas Kilu Lo Kippur. This Bechapnimi is a different story. Over there, all the Matonas are Ma'akev Lefikoch Nasan Kulin Ketiknon Vachas Shelo Ketiknon Pesula. Name because. Therefore, if you missed one of the Matonas, so the korban is possible, and obviously it won't be korus because in order to be pigul, it has to be complete korban. Complete korban means the entire zrika. And since the zrika system of the mizbech apnimi is all or nothing, so if you don't have all the whole zrika, it's like you had no zrika. That's the zrika. Okay, so now I just want to be medayik. Before we go on, I want to medayik in Rashi. If we just look at Rashi, you see, Rashi seems to be going out of his way to tell us something here. Look at Rashi's lashon. Rashi says, Why is it not chal pikul? He says she'ein hashniya materes habosel. See what Rashi says? Rashi's going out of his way to tell us that, in other words, we're asking, the Mishnah's telling us a davar poshut, right? It's aleph beis what the Mishnah's saying. But Rashi's saying it's not aleph beis. And Rashi's giving us an explanation if you look at Rashi. Rashi's saying, the reason why, lefikach, what's the reason? Ve'ein ha'shniya b'machshavas ha'chilus b'osach ozman kiper v'kosha ha'korban. Right? The Ein Ashniyo Materes Es Abosor Lufikoch Eina Mefagelas. Rashi goes out of his way to say, Rashi, what I'm trying to tell you is Rashi seems to be saying that the second Zrika is Machaper. You understand? It is Machaper. But since the meat is already edible with the first zrika, you don't have to do anything more. So the second zrika, although it's still a mechaper, meaning, if somebody would ask, why is shlicha shirayim doesn't make pigul, or doesn't affect pigul, or why doesn't Akhtar say murim affect pigul? And the answer is very simple. Because the karma is already murutzen. Because the ritzli karban is over. It ended, right? The story is over. That's the simple way to understand it. Rashi and our Mishnah L'Chorah should be the same thing. Our Mishnah L'Chorah is saying nothing more. If you go back to the Gemara on the beginning, the first parak, the Gemara brings down in Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara says that Shvichas Shirayim HaKtor Seimurim. There's no machshavas people. Look the Gemara. Why? She'ein a machshavas kapor. It's not avoid. It's machapa akav kapor. Period. Meaning, in order for people to be chal, has to be a component of the carbon. That's ma'akav a kapor. Right. So the simple thing is that once the ratio of the Mishnah said that kivon shenasa matona achas kiper, that's the entire explanation. Now the other matana, the other three matanas, they're not part of the ritzli of the korban. They play no role. L'chayre, they play no role as far as pigul. So we were asking, why does the Mishnah have to be mamshich? And tell you the obvious conclusion. But Rashi is capturing it, and Rashi is saying, you know why there's no pigul? Why it doesn't affect pigul? Because the other three zrikas are not being matter the basar. The basar is edible. Rashi means to be telling you that it is a kapara. There is a kapara with the other three zrikas. They are doing something. They are doing something.
It's not like shirayim.
It's not like shirayim. Because shirayim, we already know why. Shirayim, we know why. Shirayim is not ma'akav kapara. Haktara se murim. We know why there's no pigul there. Because it's not ma'akav kapara. Rashi seems to be saying that the rest of the Zrika here is still part of the Kapara process. But it's lacking one particular component, which is Mater the Basar. Because the Basar at this point is already Mutter. And for that reason, it doesn't affect Pigul. So Rashi, it's a shtickle, you have to know what's going on. But Rashi at least begins to give us an understanding why the Mishnah had to say this. Because in fact, it's not simple as it reads, which is really, like I said, the way to read the Mishnah Aleph Beis, if you're just reading the Mishnah Aleph Beis, is the Mishnah's telling you, this idea that there's a din of Dalad Matonis, or Shtei Matonis, or Matonis Shein Arba, all the Matonis, those are all a mitzvah no different than Shlichas Shirayim. Every carbon requires one Zrika. After the first zrika, there's a bunch of things you do with the carbon. Some carbonas, you do another three zrikas. Then you do shvichas shirayim. Then you do haktoras emurim. Then you eat the meat. There's a lot of things you do with the carbon afterwards. But this, When we talk about Zrika and Kol HaTorah Kula, Zrika is Ma'ak of Kapara, it's the first Zrika. That would be the Aleph Beis way to learn the Mishnah. If you learn the Mishnah that way, then we don't understand why the Mishnah had to give us this explanation. Therefore, it doesn't affect people. Like everything else doesn't affect people. Like Shechi Shiraim doesn't affect people. Like Haktar Zimun, right? And Rashi is actually, and could be Rashi gleaned it from the Mishnah itself. From the fact that the Mishnah required to tell us that it doesn't affect people, even though it's Aleph Beis that it doesn't affect people, it must be that it is more than Shvicha Shirayim. And it is more than Haktara Seymur. It's something more. That's L'chayr, what Rashi, L'chayr, that's what Rashi's coming to say.
So with each Shvicha, you get a little kapar? How does that work?
Yeah.
The first one, you get a quarter kapar, the second one, fifth,
the second one. We don't know to what degree to measure kapar. It's not really in our domain to measure kapar. All I'm saying is, the carbon is still being meratzi, you find this all over. You could have a carbon as mechaper, but it's not oil bayal moshem chayva. There are different layers. All I'm saying is that that Rashi seems to be telling us that the rest of the zrika is still part of the kapar process. Potential. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. Now I'll bring you another clear ayat to this, which l'chor seems to be mamish mefurish in the Gemara. If the Ohm could turn to Lama Tessam and Aleph, the Gemara. The Gemara says that all the things that are not Ma'akif Kapore, there's no din of pigle. The Gemara brings down Teina Machshove Moyelas Bayim. So the Gemara is bothered for Tanya. It's about 6 or 7 lines down on Lama Tessa Medal. For Tanya, Yotza Shirayim Vaktoros Emuhim, Shein Mahakvenes HaKapora, Dena Mahakv Kapora, Dein Machshav HaMayelis Bahem. Right? Machshav is not Mayel. Right? So it means the Gemara, at this point, the Gemara is assuming that any, again, like we said before, anything that's not Ma'akov Kapara is not shaykh that there should be a din of pigle. Listen what the Gemara says. Kitanya hi, maybe, this that we find that Machshava could be moil, b'sholosh matonoi shebechatas. Meaning, after the matona achas that we spoke about in our Mishnah, the other three, they're different than the Shvicha Shirayim. In other words, the Gemara itself is distinguishing the three matonas from Shvicha Shirayim and Haktoras Emor. We said the Machshav is Moil, the Gemara says, can't be talking about Shvicha Shirayim and Haktoras Emorim, because that's not Ma'akev. The Gemara says, you know what? That's what we're talking about. Even though you need an Ikuv Kapara, Kitanya hi, when do we say that the Machshava would be Moyel? Meaning the Machshava Moyel is Bohem. That's talking about B'sholosh Matonah Shebechatas. The end is the Gemara reverts back from this. The Gemara says it's not Ma'akev Kapor. Kitanya B'domim Apnimim. The end is the Gemara says we're talking about them. But what I'm trying to tell you is that you see from the Gemara that there's two tiers. There's a tier of Haktoras Emurim and Shvicha Shirayim. That for sure doesn't affect people, because it's not Ma'akev Kapora, right? And then you have the rest of the Zrika. Zrika number 2, Zrika number 3, Zrika number 4. That is your Ma'akev Kapora. That's what the Gemara is saying. Meaning the Gemara is distinguishing between Shvicha Shirayim and Haktara Seymurim and the other three Zrikas that you do by Echad. So the Gemara is clearly saying, which is really what Rashi is saying by us, that the other zrikas that you do by the chatas l'mashal is part of the kapara process. It is part of the kapara process. It's very unclear why. Besides, like David is saying, how do you distinguish that? Kapara, here kapara, shtikul kapara, here kapara. Well, how do we qualify that? But the Lashon HaMishnah's keeper. Lashon HaMishnah's keeper. But you see again from Rashi and from the sugya later that the three matonos shebechatas is different than the other, than the others. Okay. No, you're bringing up a very good point. That's just another example. That Mi'ila, if we had that after Zrik, if you remember, we had a Maseches Mi'ila, it's not called Kodshe Hashem. Because the process has already ended. So, if you learn that the other three Zrikas is like Shlichus Shirayim, then Mi'ila, as far as Mi'ila is concerned, it's completed. If you learn the way the Gemara is telling us, and the way Rashi is telling us, that wouldn't be the case. Very good point. Well taken point. Okay. So obviously what I'm trying to tell you is that there is a difference. There's something, even though we pass it, that the one matona achas is keeper, there is still a zrika process which has a kapara, which has not been accomplished by doing one zrika. Has not been accomplished. So, I mean, we began to discuss last week what's the halach if you had a machshava apiselas by zrika number two? Right, so all the Mishnah says is it doesn't pass the car. But what are you supposed to do then? Meaning, should you keep on spritzing? Should you go? So I did one zrika with a machshava psul. Now what? Should I now do another three with a good kavana? Or is the process over? So we brought down because they all talk about this in the Gemara. So this is obviously going to affect what we're discussing right now. So let's go through the sugya and then we'll get back to this. Tana Rabbana. Minayin l'nitonim al mizbeach achitzim matona achas kipper. Where do we learn this from? Talmud loymar v'dam zevochecho yishofech. From here we learn out that says dam zevochecho yishofech. From there you learn that even one zrika is good enough. Even though this pasuk is talking about shviche, right? But since it just says yishofech halosh, pasuk it means yishofech is one action. So the fact that the Torah uses the losh yishofech, which is mashma one shviche achas, so from there you learn out that it's machab. Okay. Now, last week we began to discuss, is there two forms of kapara? One is through zrika and one is through shvicha. Or is it really one, this is megala that one matana is good enough? Or is it what really telling you is that when you do one matana, it's only a shvicha? You know what I'm saying? In other words, some of you may recall, this is already going back a long time, and Chavov came out a year ago, whatever, we learned over there, Kibun Shigeh Dam L'Mizbeach Kipel. That was the case where you spritz the blood on the Kevish. If you remember, the Mishnah there said that's possible. Here we're talking about on the Mizbeach. I'm talking about the Kevish. So the Sugya of now, Chavov says it's possible. The Mishnah says possible. So there Shmuel says, Amar Shmuel. So Shmuel says over there, Lo Yishanu El Abasa. That's what Shmuel Shita was. Shmuel says like this. He says, Omar Shmuel, this that the Mishnah said, Pasul, the Lashon HaMishnah was Nasan Al HaKevish, like in English, say it. Well, Lamata Lamala. So the Mishnah said it's Pasul. So Shmuel comes and he says, Pasul Basa. Avu Bailim Niskapcha. But the Bailim get a kapoha. That was Shmuel Shita in the Gemara Chavov, which means that Shmuel is saying that even if it didn't reach the Mizbeach, it reached the Kevesh. The Kevesh is enough part of the Mizbeach that it's Niskapu Bailim. So now there's another tier, David, there's Niskapu Bailim, and then there's the Korban Bin Kosher. So the Gemara is saying over here that once the blood reached the Mizbeach, even the part of the Mizbeach that's not valid for the Dam, forget the amount of Zrikis or Matonis, the Kevesh, or the blood that belongs on top reached the bottom, or the bottom on the top. The Mishnah, the Shmuel is saying that even though the Mishnah uses a Lashon Posel, it only means the Korban is Posel, Avo Bailim Niskapu. We spent a lot of time on this sugya to qualify what it means Niskapu Bailim. It's a Posel Korban, but the Bailim get a Kapar. So there's really, that's one level tier. You understand? In our Mishnah, it's level two. Because our Mishnah is talking about not just Niskapu Bailim, but the Korban's Kosher. That's the difference. Meaning, on Chavav, the Korban is Posel, but it's the Bailim get a kapara because the blood reached some form of Mizbeach. Right? On over here by us, on Chavav, on Lamed Vav Amud Beis, there's a new level of keeper. And that is that the Korban is kosher. Right? Which, by the way, could be another reason why Rashi says that the Basar is Mutil. Could very well be that Rashi means to say it's unlike Chavav Amud Beis, Shmuel's memory on Chavav Amud Beis, which also says a Lashon of Keeper. But over there, the Korban is still Basar. Here, the Basar is actually Mutter. Just saying this could be another level. Then you have a level where Mamish, there's a Kapora Shlema. Kapora Shlema is after you have all four, if you need all four Matanas or the Matanas in the right place, that's when you get a Kapora Gemur. So when it says the dams of Achecho Yishofech, right? There's two ways to understand it. One way to understand is that dams of Achecho Yishofech means that Zrika you have not accomplished. But there's a new Gilui, just like we had a Gilui on Chavav, that Bailam could get a Kapor by the blood reaching the Kevesh. So now there's a new kind of Kapor called Shvicha. And when you do Shvicha, you accomplished that the blood reached the Mizbeach. It's not that Zrika Achas is Mechapa. It's a new type of Kapor. The blood reached the Mizbeach. So really, there's something called four Zrikas, which has not been accomplished. It's not pshat that you accomplished one of four. You accomplished zero of four. Because four is four. If the Korban requires four, so it's four and not three. But the Torah says, Dam Zvochecho Yishofech, the Torah was Megale, that there's a Kapora called Dam Zvochecho Yishofech. What you sort of did was, you skipped three, which normally is a no-go, but the Torah was Mechadish that there's a Kapora called Shvicha. Right? This is a Kapora called Shvicha. It's almost like a detour. You made a detour, you got your Kapora without going down the channel of Zrika. Because there is no such a thing as a Zrika Achas. By somebody that needs Dalad or Shtayim Shein Arba, Achas is nothing. It's not that it's a Zrika Achas.
You didn't do any of the four.
So that's how we ended the shir last week. We were medayik from the Rambam, that the Rambam says that you have to give, you still have to do the four, meaning if you did one, you have to do four, meaning you're missing four. Because one is not using Zrika. It's using another form of Kapara, which is called Shvicha, which is a completely different element. So Lamaise, Rabbi Yaleib in his Chidushim and the Migdash Dovid, they both say this same idea. That the idea of Matandal Matana Achas is not a Gili Milsi, he says. Ain't Loibua Torah Lagalois Shebe Matana Achas Ma'akev Ayesahim Lemitzvah. Says Rabbi Yaleib, Nisrabo Batoiro Din Kaporo Mechudeshes. Is a new kind of kapora. It's not zrika. The kapara mechudeshes is shehi kivon shehigi adam lemizbeach v'mokoy meroy ledam. Therefore, lamadnu mishvicha shemechapa. Ubeze ein din chiluk matonis klal. There's no chiluk matonis here at all. There's no chiluk matonis. Which, by the way, this is going to shed light on another thing. Because we're going to go through the sugya now. The Gemara is going to talk about shvicha and zrika. This is going to be a big discussion. Because we're using this pasuk, basically, to be mechadish, that there's a new kind of kapara, matonachas, right? But yet, this pasuk is used by other Tanoim, to teach you that if a korban requires zrika, and you do shvicha, you're yoytze. So the Gemara is sort of gonna go back and forth with shvicha bechlal, zrika bechlal shvicha or not. The shvicha includes zrika, the shvicha not includes zrika. That's what the Gemara is gonna go back and forth with, because the only way to dash in the pasuk this way is to say shvicha is extra. We don't need the pasuk adam v'checha yishofet. Al korchoch, the Torah is coming to be mechadish, basically. That if you bypass Zrika completely, and you just got the blood to the Mizbeach, not through the process of Zrika, but you got the blood to the right spot, you have a new kapara called Shvicha. Right? Which qualifies what you were asking better. Meaning, now we understand. You want Mekayim Zrika at all. There's something called Zrika. You were saying, what is it? Not Zrika at all. Stop saying you did one of the Zrikas and it's good enough. But it's not good enough. No. You skip Zrika. Because you were saying, what does it mean? You don't have Zrika. The end of the day, you don't have Zrika. You have something called Shvicha. You have a full kapara of Shvicha. You're completely lacking Zrika. The Torah was mechadish that even though you're lacking whatever Zrika does, you're still okay. Right? But you're still lacking that component. And that's what the Rambam is saying. You're lacking full matanas. But if you learn that this pasuk is coming to teach you that zrika, that shvicha is bechlal zrika, that you could be yotze, those things that require zrika, you could be yotze with shvicha, then the whole thing doesn't make sense. L'chayr. Right? L'chayr, the whole thing doesn't make sense. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, v'hai, l'hochi u'dof. Says, Gemara, mi'bay l'chad l'tani. We need this pasuk, says the Gemara, minayin l'chol adomi. How do you know that all the domin, meaning whether it needs, whether it's shtayim, whether it's arba, whether it's achas, shetuunim matan dam li yisoid, tamud loyma abadam zvachachin yishofech. So from this pasuk we learn that you have to pour the dam down the mizbeach. Right? Which many achronim learn from here means that there's a din to leave over blood. Meaning simply, if there's blood left over, you pour it down to your side. No, there's a din to leave over blood to pour down the mizbeach. Tamud loyma v'dam zvachecha yishofech. So how could you use dam zvachecha yishofech to teach you that there's a new kind of kapara of shvicha? It's not true. Says the Gemara, nafkalei midirebi. No. This Tana, who learns Dam Zvachecha Yishofech to teach you that you have this kapara, doesn't learn Shvicha Shirayim from this pasuk. They learn from another pasuk, Tanya Rabbi Yoimer. It says by Oyla Sa'oif, Fa'anisha Badam Yimotze, whatever is left in the blood, you squeeze out on the Mizbeach. What does Yimotze mean? Shein Tamad Loimer Badam. You could just say Yimotze. The pasuk of shvicha only says by matan dalid like chatas behema. So how do you know shadom minayin? How do you know other karbonis which don't have matan dalid that they also require that you should pour the blood down the mizbeach? Why does it have that extra word of badam? Limein al kol adomim shetumim matan dom liyisay. Says Kati Loch Yudos, we still need Amis of Khaisha for another pasuk. Tanya. Minayin Lenitonim Bizrike. Now simply the difference between Zrika and Shvich is where you're standing. I'm just saying simply. Zrika is when you're standing distant from the Mizbeach. And shvich is where you're pouring it right on the mizbeach. You're standing right next to the yisayid of the mizbeach. That's the simple difference. But the Gemara says, minayin, how do we know? L'nitonim bezrike. There are some karbonos the Torah uses a lashon of zrika. Like by an oil and a shlomim. Also, the Torah says clearly, v'zorku b'nei Aaron HaKohen. Spritz it. Shem nostan b'shvich. That if instead of the Kohen doing it the way it says in the pasuk, which means standing in the distance and spritzing it, he pours it directly on the mizbeach. That means he takes the mizrak, he takes the container that's holding the blood, and he pours it on the mizbeach. How do you know that that works, Yotzo? How do we know it works? So basically, Gemara is saying, so how could you use the Dam's Vachecha Yishofech to be Machadish, to unveil this new type of kapora? You need it for this, to tell you that if you did Shvicha, it's good enough. Now, Agav Urcha, the Briskera, Vesan Ar Gemara. So why is there ever a Din Zrika? Meaning, why is this B'dievet? If Zrika is Bechlal Shvicha, Shvicha is Bechlal Zrika, so then what's the problem? So why? Why? If the Gemara saying is that this is Talmud Loima V'dams V'checho Yishofech, so the Torah was Megal, that this is also a kiyum of Zrika, so what's the problem? Meaning, why is it only B'dievet? Normally you have a Pasuk is Ma'ar B'something, you don't say, well, it's B'dievet. Not only that, there's a debate in the Rishonim if there's even such a thing. Some Rishonim hold, there is no such thing by a Darais as a B'dievet. By Darais, it's either it is or it's not. The Ritva learns that Hidr Mitzvah, the holding of Zeh Keli Vanvein, is the Rabbon. He says it can't be Darais, because there's no such thing as L'chatchil B'dievet by Darais. So, since you yoytze the mitzvah without hider, it can't be. See, he learns the whole Zeh Keli Vanveyu is asmachta. That's a ritva in Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph. He says Zeh Keli Vanveyu, but he have a ribui. So the Brisker of this discussion, he says, I don't understand. Why is it b'dievet? Why is it yotze b'dievet? It's yotze l'chatchil. See, by hider mitzvah, that's what I'm getting to. By Hidr Mitzvah, it's easier. That's the way I explain the other Shittas in the Rishonim. I said they don't necessarily argue with the Ritva. The way I explain the Ritva... Right, I'm saying, the way I would explain it is, just like by Lifnei Yivel Oisitin Michshul. There's a Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand Lifnei Yivel Oisitin Michshul. One way to understand Lifnei Yivel Oisitin Michshul is a separate Avera called Lifnei Yivel Oisitin Michshul. Right? You machshul, just like if you give a person bad advice, you're able Lifnei Yivel Oisitin Michshul. Right? You give somebody bad advice, you're able to evil Lifnei Yivel Oisitin Michshul. Same thing. The other way to learn is no. Lifnei Yivel Oisitin Michshul is part of each Avera. When the Torah said, don't eat chazer, don't be machshul somebody else to eat chazer. You understand? It's almost it's a fringe of the Avera itself. The Rambam holds that it's so much so that if you facilitate somebody else to do an Avera, and they're a shoygik, and you're amazing, you get malchus. That means the Rambam holds, if I put a jacket on you, that's shatness. You don't know what shatness. I know what shatness. And I do it b'mezid, with hasra, with everything, I get malchus. The malbish gets malchus, the loivish is potter. That's the meaning. But that's another nekuda. Similarly, Mamish, what David is saying by Zeh Keli Vanveyu, that's how I explained it as well. The Ritva understands that Zeh Keli Vanveyu is part of each mitzvah. Has a mitzvah to beautify it. It's not a separate mitzvah. So therefore, it can't be Daraisa. The other Rishonim learn, no, there's a separate mitzvah in the Torah. Just like a mitzvah Gemilus Chasodim. There's a mitzvah called Hidu Mitzvah. Either you did it or you didn't do it. If you did the mitzvah without Hidu, so you did not, you didn't do it. You're missing that mitzvah. That's exactly what I explained to you. But it's not true on the Ritva, because the Ritva understood it's a fringe, just like Lifnei Yivel, Zeh Keli Vanveyu is a chelek of the mitzvah. Meaning it's not a...
But it's not.
Because he understands that Midrabanan it's a fringe. And if it would be the rice, it would be a fringe. That's the nature of Zekeli Barvei according to Rav. By the way, Tosfos in Bava Metzia holds that Lifnei Ivel, if I don't have the love of this love, I don't have Lifnei Ivel. That means a woman who's makif an ish, cuts off the payas or the beard of an ish, she's not, oh, the Gemara says she's not called a Bar Chiyuva. So Tosfos says, what about Lifnei Ivel? He says, no, there's no Lifnei Ivel either. Doesn't explain why. So Kiveigam Bava Metzia brings down from Emunah Shmuel that since she doesn't have the love of Lysakifa, she doesn't have Lifnei Ivel also not. Meaning it's not. Now there is another thing not to give bad advice. That's a separate thing. That's a Ben Adam L'Chaveray. But the Lifnei Ivel of the Avera, you don't have. Because it's part of that Avera. Rabbi Yankif put a raya from Aran in Masech HaShabbos that if somebody would be machshel somebody in Isra Shabbos, he becomes a mumer l'kol haTorah kula. Because the Lifnei Ivel is not a separate Lifnei Ivel, it's Shabbos. It's part of the... So it's like you did a Shabbos Isser. So you become a mumer. Mumer l'Shabbos. Because the Lifnei Ivel is part of that, you know. That also explains why by a goy there's Lifnei Ivel. There's no Ben Adam L'Chaver by a goy. Right? There's no Lifnei Ivel by a goy. There's no Ben Adam L'Chaver by a goy. Yet there's Lifnei Ivel by a goy. Why? Teretz is. Because the Lifnei Ivel is part of the love. It's part of on the Shev Mitzvahs. If you the Gemara says if you give Evim and Achai to a goy, you're Oivel Lifnei Ivel. Because that's not Ben Adam L'Chaver. That's in the love of eating Evim and Achai, is that you can't be Machshel the goy to eat Evim and Achai. That's all part of the. With that, I answer the Sefer Achinuch. The Sefer Achinuch by the mitzvah Lifnei Ivel Oisitin Michshel. He says that you're not allowed to put a michshel, an obstacle, mibnei amenu, by a Jew. So they all ask on the chinuch, you forgot a Gemara. It can't be. The Gemara says clear that there's lifnei ivel oisitin michshel by a goy. So I said very simple. Chinuch is talking about eitzarah, bad advice. That doesn't apply. That's a binam lachaber in the galuch. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah is talking about you're giving a goy an avera, even menachai. That's binam lamok. That's a chelik of your isra of eating Eva Menachai is not to facilitate it. But the bottom line, we got it because it is. So Lemaisa, the bottom line is that Chayra, once the Torah was Megala, that Shvicha encompasses Rika, so why do you have to do Zrika at all? Why is there even an Inyan? That's the Briskov's Kasha. Why is there an Inyan to do Zrika? So the Briskerov brings down from his father, Reb Chaim, a Gvaldik Yisoid, which also is going to feed right into what we're trying to bring out here in the sugya. And that is that Shvicha is a whole different process. It's not a Zrika process. And he says the following. He says that Shvicha doesn't have the concept of Matonis, which means when you do a Shvicha, it's not considered that you went ahead and you placed it on the corner. It's like it reached the Mizbech. So Meili says, you're missing the Matonis. If somebody would do Shvicha rather than Zrika, even if they did Shvicha in four places, that's not considered Makan Dam. That's just the blood reached the Mizbech. It's a different meaning. Shvicha is viewed like the blood had contact with the Mizbech. It's not considered a specific action. It's almost like Shvicha is the Toitzah. That's the way you have to look at it. Shvicha means that the blood reached the Mizbech. Okay? That's all. That's Shvicha. So anytime the Torah required Matonis, Matan Dalad, Matan Shtayim, it's not going to help you if you do Shvicha. So he said a Gaval de Gavot. Because by Bechor, by Korban Bechor, the Rambam says you could do Shvicha L'chatchil. Even though the Torah says clearly by Bechor Zrika. So he says a great idea. Because Bechor doesn't have a din of Matan Dalet. Matona Achas Kippa. There's no din of Matonis by Bechor. But Mele, there's no difference in Shvicha and Zrika. Shvicha, the only thing that the Torah said, Shvicha works and Zrika works. So what's Shvicha missing? Why can't a person the katchil say, like David was saying before, so you skipped three, so what? You got to the same, you got the home run. What's the difference? I have a fork in the road. They both go to the home plate. This one goes to home plate. This one's called Shrika, this one's called Zrika. So what am I missing? So I took this one. And if I take the Zrika road, I miss Shrika. why am I any worse that I took this road than I took that road? There are two roads in front of me. Both of them lead to Gan Eden. One of them is called Shrika, and one of them is called Zrika. So I should do whatever I'm in the mood of. Whatever I'm inspired to now. You know what Shvicha talks to me? What's the difference? I'm accomplishing the same thing. Zokt Reb Chaim? No. When the Torah says that you should spritz the blood, Matan Dalet, or Matan Shtayim Shein Arbam, so that's only accomplished through Zrika. When you do Shvicha, what you're doing basically is you're getting the blood to contact the Mizbech. The Torah, the concept of two corners, four corners, that concept only exists by Zrika. The Shvicha doesn't have that. So when you do Shvicha, you're lacking in your matonis. Says Reb Chaim, but those korbanos that don't require multiple matonis, matona achas alone, b'chor, then there's no milon Shvicha at all in Zrika. No, see, he's saying the one matona means when it's it's not a question of one action. I'm not lacking anything, meaning the Shvicha accomplishes whatever the Matana accomplishes. When the Torah says even the Matana has also Shvicha in it, meaning the blood reached the Mizbech. But the Torah says, yeah, but you need four Matanas. That means there's a process, not just the blood should reach the Mizbech. There's a process, there's a numerical process. So that the Torah was only mechadish by Shvicha. The Torah wasn't mechadish that could be accomplished through Shvicha. So any time the Torah required multiple matanas on the Mizbeach, right? That means there's something more about a Zrika than there is by a Shvicha. Because a Shvicha, all it has is accomplishes, it can't accomplish a number base. That's what Chaim Zisrael said. So Brisker over here says, why is it b'dievet? He says, V'adoni Avimurgi, he says, was Machadish, she called in Chiluk Amatonis? The whole din Chiluk Matonis, Shechit Shotoira? He says, Ze Shaykh Rak Bezrike. Abu Beshvichel Shaykh Ze. Uvma Shahomu Bechazal, Shezrike Bechlau Shvicha, Hainu Shemoso Shvicha, Akas Bezeva, Chaton Abba, Yotze. Vein Zorach, Vulit Enoi. Velochein Lechatchila, Lo Yitain Beshvicha. Kivon shetzivsa ha-teir liten arbu matonois v'hu ois ha-shvicha achas. The Torah wanted four matonos on the Mizbech, not one maton. So when the Torah required four matonos on the Mizbech, and you do a shvicha, even if you do shvicha a bunch of times, you only do one maton, it's not better. Bitel din chiluk matonos. You mevatel din chiluk matonos. Zoktel, the Rambam paskens in Parakei Maisa Kobonos Habchor v'Maisa v'Pesach Don Matona Achas B'Shvicha. He says if you look by Bchor, it says Klor there's Domam Tizroik. So why would the Rambam say by Bchor that you could do Shvicha l'chatchila? The Torah says that since Bchor only needs one Matona. So Shvicha accomplishes the same thing. Meaning it's, you got to the same destination. You can get to the destination this way, you get to the destination that way. You just can't accomplish matana. You can't accomplish multiple matanas. A matana and a Shvicha is the same thing. It means the blood reached the Mizbeach in a valid way. There are two valid ways for the blood to reach the Mizbeach. One is through Maisa Adam, reach the Mizbeach, and one is through a Shvicha, reach the Mizbeach. They're both valid. But some korbanos, the Torah required multiple contacts with the Mizbech. And in that arena, the Torah was only megala that could be accomplished through Zrika. Memela, if you're going to do Shvicha, you could do Shvicha from today till tomorrow. You haven't accomplished four matanas. So the blood that reached the Mizbech, which Zrika also has. But when the Torah requires multiples, that can only be accomplished through. Now, if the Torah would have said a Loshen Rabban by Shvicha, then we could have done the same thing by Shvicha. If the Torah would have been Mechadish, that you could have by Shvicha multiple contacts to the Mizbeach, then that would be also. But like the Rishonim are saying, part of the Drosha Yishafech here is one Shvicha. But the Torah says Yishafech. We can't question the Torah. Without the Pasuk Yishafech, we would say, like you're saying, we would say, Shvicha doesn't work. Hagufa. You understand? But now, this brings back all the issues that we began with. Because now when we reanalyze this, so in fact, Shvicha is bypassing Zrika. Right? So when a person does a Zrika Achas, he's taka missing the matonis. Meaning, if he does just a Zrika Achas and walks away, he wasn't Mekayim Zrika, he was Mekayim Shvicha. He taka wasn't Mekayim. All those karbonas that require matan dalet, matan shtayim shein arba, they that has not been accomplished. All that was accomplished was shvicha. You understand? So now it's very clear. Really, you are missing a zrika process. The Torah was mechadesh that you could be yotze with shvicha, but you're missing this. That's why the Mishnah has to go here and be mechadish. It doesn't affect the pigul, because when you keep on doing zrikas, you're sort of, you are entering a process. It's not like, oh, the zrika achas already accomplished whatever zrika accomplishes, and now I'm going weiter. No, if you do matan dalad, then you're being matar the korban with zrika. If you do matan achas, you're being matar the korban with shvicha. So it's two different processes. So now we understand why our Mishnah has to say that Pigel doesn't get affected even though you continued the Zrika process. You understand? The Mishnah doesn't have to tell you that Maton Achas Keeper, and therefore if you didn't do any more Matonas, the Korban is Pigel. That's not a Chiddush. That's not a Chiddush. But it is a Chiddush that if you proceeded to do more zrikas, and you will mafagle those zrikas with chutzlum kaimai, we don't say, oh, now you infected the kapora, because now you use the zrika process. So it's not that the zrika process ends after one zrika. No. The zrika process is four or two, whatever the Torah required over there. However, if you walk away after one zrika, and that's why Makayim Shvicha, that's why Rashi says the Basar is Mutil. Meaning, really, we should say that if you keep on doing zrika, one, two, three, and you mess up one of the other zrikas, it should impact the pigul. Because now I went this route, the zrika route, and in the zrika root, I messed up the machshava. I don't just have machshava schutz l'smalei, I also have machshava schutz l'mkama. So Rashi, there's a new requirement for pigul, that the basar has to be that it wasn't niter. Once the basar is niter, since if l'mais you could eat this meat now, and if you went and you ate the meat now, it would be niter al yidei shvicha. So even though there is a process called Zrika which you entered, it doesn't impact the people. That's a Chiddush of our Mishnah. That's a new Chiddush. And that's what the Gemara is saying. That's talking what the Gemara is saying. So basically what happens is, when you mess up the second Zrika, what happens is, it l'mafreya, it makes the korban kosher through Shvicha. You understand? When you do one Zrika, we say it's a Zrika. Because you still have a chiv now to do a second zrika, a third zrika, and a fourth zrika. However, if you mess up zrika number two, the original one gets validated through shvicha. So now it's a big chiddush our Mishnah said, that even though you went with the zrika process, But if you messed up two or three or four, now we say, well, the first one, Lamaisa, was Mater the Basar. So Mela doesn't affect. So it's Taka Chiddush Gadol. That's what's going on. Okay. Then you potter.
Then you potter. Shiva Puta, things like that, you'll be potter.
Right, the only thing is the Rambam Paskin's Pachin Shiva Puta is Gazela.
Second of all, Ellie wants to know if you can go out with a girl the same name as his mother Esther. Well, both have different seconds.
I assume that other one became potter.
That one was potter.
Oh, Hashem. Some of these things, Hashem takes care of.
He went to Tibet.